This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Queen Elizabeth II sat alone inside St. George's Chapel during the funeral of Prince Philip, the man who had been by her side for 73 years. Philip died April 9th at 99 years old, and he was laid to rest Saturday in the royal vault at Windsor Castle after a funeral service reflecting his military and royal tradition. People across Britain observed 1 minute of silence on a sunny afternoon in honor of Philip just before his royal ceremonial funeral got underway. The entire procession and funeral took place out of public view within the grounds of the castle near London, but the event was shown live on television worldwide. COVID-19 has claimed the lives of more than 3 million people globally, according to the U.S. tracking group at Johns Hopkins University. The landmark death toll comes as the world has begun to roll out vaccine programs to combat the deadly virus, but many locations are experiencing a surge in cases. India reported Saturday it had recorded more than 230,000 new daily cases, and a surge in cases in Canada's largest province is leading to severe new measures. The World Health Organization is concerned about the continued global increase in new COVID-19 infections, saying the weekly number of cases has more than doubled over the past 2 months, approaching the highest infection rate since the pandemic began. The WHO says infection numbers began to rise steadily in February, following 6 consecutive weeks of decline. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app to hear more about the 3 million death mark in the world. This is VOA News. Myanmar's junta leader will join a special regional summit next week, his first official trip since the February 1st coup, which deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Hundreds of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets in the past few months to demand a return to democracy. A local monitoring group says the military has killed more than 720 people and detained some 3,100 activists, journalists, and dissidents. Thailand confirmed Saturday that a summit of Southeast Asian leaders in Jakarta on Myanmar's situation will include the country's senior general. The meeting of the 10-country bloc of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will be on April 24th. Activists are disappointed with foreign leaders recognizing the junta. A prison official says Myanmar's jails are also releasing more than 23,000 prisoners nationwide, part of its annual amnesty for its new year. There have been two other mass releases since the coup. It's unclear if those released Saturday include anyone detained since the February 1st overthrow. Russia is increasing its naval presence in the Black Sea at a time of tense relations with Ukraine and the West. The reinforcement of 2 warships and over a dozen smaller vessels coincides with a huge buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine, something Moscow calls a temporary defensive exercise. It also follows an escalation in fighting in eastern Ukraine between Russian-backed separatists and Ukrainian government forces. Moscow expelled 10 U.S. diplomats on Friday in retaliation for the expulsion of the same number of Russian diplomats from the United States over alleged harmful activity. Russia has also temporarily restricted the movement of foreign warships and other state ships near Crimea, which it annexed from Ukraine in 2014 despite widespread condemnation. An Italian judge is ordering former Interior Minister Matteo Salvini to stand trial for having refused to let a Spanish migrant rescue ship dock in an Italian port. Salvini is accused of kidnapping for having kept the migrants at sea off the coast for days in August 2019. The right-wing leader claims he did the right thing under Italian law, defending the security and dignity of Italy by refusing entry to the rescue ship. And protesters in several U.S. cities took to the streets again Friday, calling for change over the latest police shootings. Demonstrations continue in the state of Minnesota nearly a week after a 20-year-old black man was shot and killed by a white police officer. It happened in Brooklyn Center, a short distance from Minneapolis, where George Floyd died in a fatal arrest last year. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.